This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a hearing today, Mike Walls, President Trump's former national security advisor and since nominated to be the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., facing questions about the use of unsecured messaging app Signal.
Senator Chris Coons pressed Walls repeatedly on this issue of Signal and was it appropriate to use in the setting that he used. Because remember, he created this group chat to discuss those plans of an imminent military strike on the Houthis in Yemen. And what Walls said is that Signal was recommended to be used for some form of communication. But Coons pressed him again and said, yeah, but it wasn't recommended to be used for classified communication. And Walls said, well, he didn't discuss anything that was classified on the chat.
In Texas, new flood alerts and evacuations ordered that are already impacting the still devastated areas by the July 4th flash floods that killed 132. It's also hampering efforts to locate dozens of the missing. Forecasters watching a system moving across Florida that could develop into a tropical depression later this week in the Gulf. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa south of La Crosse is now scheduled for closure and demolition later this year. The Iowa DOT said that the Lansing Bridge, also known as the Blackhawk Bridge, will stay open until this fall. Then, it will be closed and demolished to make way for remaining construction on its replacement. The 94-year-old bridge was closed twice in the past 2 years for structural issues. Construction on its replacement began 2 years ago, and the new bridge is set to open in 2027. Despite a jump at the pump statewide, La Crosse gas prices have stayed consistent this past week, 15 cents below the statewide average. With more on gas prices, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices increased over the past week, rising 7 cents per gallon to land at $2.99 on Monday. This is 6.7 cents higher than a month ago, but a little over 29 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddies say gasoline inventories remain just below average as we're approaching the midpoint of the summer driving season. If there are no major developments with the renewed tariff discussions, the national average price of gas should remain in the low $3 per gallon range as it has for most of the summer so far.
Currently, La Crosse gas prices average about $2.92 per gallon. Across the river, Houston County stations are charging $3.05 to $3.08 per gallon. La Crosse's Pathways Home program is receiving funding from a state grant. $350,000 was awarded to Pathways Home to hire a social worker and help with housing assistance, treatment plans, and supplies. The La Crosse County Board still has to approve the funding, which should run through 2027. The La Crosse Common Council, meanwhile, is delaying a decision for the Pathways Held Leases program due to a need for more landlords to join the initiative. They'll take it up again at August's meeting. Slight chances of showers overnight turn into better chances of rain and thunderstorms Wednesday, with the potential for an inch of rain by Thursday. Temperatures at the end of the week will be milder, with highs in the 70s for most of the area. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
A new champion in the Home Run Derby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, slugger Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners won the Home Run Derby in Atlanta. Raleigh with a total of 54 home runs hit. The All-Star Game going on tonight. Freddy Peralta, rookie Jacob Mizorowski, and closer Trevor McGill all there to represent the Brewers. McGill asked, where did reaching the All-Star Game rank on his list of goals this season?
This was number one for me this year. You guys asked me earlier this season, and I kept it to myself that this is what, you know, I was striving for. And a lot of hard work and a lot of pitchers in front of me, a lot of my bullpen guys in front of me, you know, putting it down and giving me the opportunity to go out there and get saves this year. So, without the guys around me, this probably wouldn't be possible.
Basketball, it's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls tomorrow in Las Vegas in summer league action. How hard is it to build a roster these days? GM John Horst.
I think the NBA is as compelling and competitive today as it's ever been.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hot and humid today, with high temperatures spiking to 90 degrees and the humidity behind it, making it really feel like the upper 90s. We'll become partly cloudy tonight, and then showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. Some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
Matt Nair on Air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, Jim Santel. We'll discuss the big takeaways of the last term of the Supreme Court.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
On location, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Allbaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is Tuesday, the 15th of July, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here on location, our beautiful studios, WRJN at Radio Park in Racine. Also is where we broadcast WAUK from. Great home of Matt Nair on Air every morning from 9 until 11 with the wonderful, the talented Jane Matt Nair and the wonderful, talented Greg Bach. I can't say it about one and not the other, you understand? Because I have to ride with him for the next 3 days and I'll hear about it.
And also on the board, producer Calvin, a.k.a. Dr. Slide, a.k.a.
Yes.
The Board Lord, a.k.a. Calviente, a.k.a. I know there are more.
I didn't know that Kelvin has his own office down here.
He does.
And people line up for autographs, which I think is wonderful. So it's great. Kids come in during their there's a church down the street here. They were having summer Bible school. And kids got done their lunch break at Bible school. They came down to get Kelvin's autograph. And I think that's great. I think it's absolutely fantastic. But speaking of Jane and Greg, Kelvin's staying here, but Jane and Greg were getting in a 1967 Bluebird bus. No, actually, you don't want to know something.
What?
I'll tell you what we're driving.
Okay, sounds good.
In the last break, because Greg Bach is going to be here live and in person to start off this tour, and we're going to talk about it later on this hour with Greg, and then we're going to go pick up Jane. And she's been baking all afternoon, and she has a sort of, no, not really. Wouldn't that be funny? It stems from, you're too young to remember, but when Hillary Clinton became first lady, when Bill Clinton got elected in 92, the press said, well, Mrs. Clinton, because every first lady has like education or reading or has some literacy, some program that for Michelle Obama, it was nutrition, something that they care about and they work on as first lady. And the press said, Mrs. Clinton, what's going to be your main thing? And she said, well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to be sitting home baking chocolate chip cookies. Because Barbara Bush said one time she liked to bake cookies. So it was a little shot over the bow.
That
haunted her for a long time. And I'm sure Jane's a wonderful baker, but no, I think she's got Kringle. We're taking it as a peace offering to Oshkosh tomorrow. And I went and got Kringle for us on the trip right here in my hot little hands.
the delicious raspberry O&H.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. O&H, a great sponsor down here of Civic Media, RJN, and AUK. We've had some. Luke Mathers has tried. Apparently, it's his favorite. One of my favorites as well. We have a lemon loaf as well. Todd's not going to lose any weight on this trip. But tomorrow, we're going to be broadcasting from the EAA Museum in Oshkosh Bagosh. Then it's on the road again, up to beautiful Butternut. Going to be talking to some artisans in Butternut. And finishing the week on Friday at The Lot, the producer Parker Olson of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow. Parker watching earlier and says it's The Lot, like The Ohio State University. So it's basically, it's a nice place across from the Muskie 101 station. Hayward, there's a beautiful pavilion. Bring your lawn chair. Bring your favorite beverage. Come on out and say hi to Jane and Greg from 9 until 11. And then stick around or come back from 2 until 4 and see our dog and pony show. So we're going to be talking about the Hayward Lumberjack Championship, powwow going on, and whatever else we can find to talk about in Hayward. There's a lot going on in Hayward, you understand? So looking forward to spending the week, Matt and Aaron air our show the next 3 days as we travel around the state, finding out in large part what makes Wisconsin great. Here's a hint. It's the people and the Kringle. Many thanks to State Representative Tip McGuire for being on the show. Great guy, by the way. I haven't talked to Tip in a long, long time. So many thanks for him taking the time to be on the show. Would love to have him back soon. As we said, later on this hour, we'll be speaking with one of the co-host of Matt and Air on Air, Greg Bach, as we kick off things. We'll be talking a little bit. I want to play you a clip here in a while. And I just, it's going to be a little bit of a seriousness for a couple of minutes here later on. Because I saw this yesterday. It's a teenager, a high schooler, an American citizen in Massachusetts. He was on his way to volleyball practice and got arrested by ICE. And after finally it was sorted out, he was released. He had a press conference, and we're going to play you his comments. It says a lot about where we're at in the United States of America right now. And who knows, maybe here's something on broadcast rights for rural America, including rural Wisconsin. We'll talk a little bit about that. And tomorrow, by the way, do you know what tomorrow is, Summers? Kreitlow always does this in the morning, National Days. Yes, it's Wednesday. It's National Hot Dog Day tomorrow.
Well, you had one today.
I had a hot dog earlier at the Dairy Queen.
If you're celebrating ahead of time, or are you going to go tomorrow too?
It was a pre-dog celebration.
That reminds me, for those of you who do not listen on WMDX in Madison, the John and Gordy Show is their local morning show, and they have a promo running. They had someone from Costco come to wish John a happy birthday, and they said, "John, we know you love Costco, and for your birthday, hot dogs are going to be $1.50 all day."
That was pretty good.
Which is the price of Costco hot dogs?
Right. That's pretty good. All right, so big hour this hour, but right now it's coming up on 13 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across the state of Wisconsin on all 11 news, weather, and sports stations. No better place to advertise. Just saw Chris Morrow earlier, our sales director down here in Racine. Give him a ring. Love to have you as a partner. Simply go to civicmedia.us and you can check us out. All of our great advertising folks would love to talk with you. Well, speaking of Racine, we talked about this earlier, home of Kringle. No better place to get a Kringle than in Racine. People love the Kringle down here. And so all this rest of this week, our What's Worses are going to be location specific. I think this is an easy choice, but that's just me. All right, here we go. What's worse, coffee cake or Kringle? Coffee cake or Kringle? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, coffee cake or Kringle? You can also text us on the old Civic Media app. Just go to your app store, your Apple or Android device. Go to your search bar at your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up, little cute CM logo designed by Rebecca. You click on that. It'll download. It takes less than a minute. It's free, gratis, cero. Won't cost you a dime. It's what Gail King over there at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Get it today. And be with, because even though we're on the road, that, in fact, Luke Mathers, I shouldn't even tell you this, but I will. We saw Luke. Luke was kind enough to come help us get the bus going to, for this trip. He was here earlier, and he brought in his hand-oiled leather satchel.
Really?
With synthetic
mink. You got to see it?
He oils it with synthetic mink oil, and that is where he keeps the year's supply of Milwaukee Brewer tickets, these Civic Media tickets. And he transferred to us, in our hot little hands, four tickets for a Brewers game to be named later. And Jane and Greg are going to give chances away on their show on Friday on the road at Hayward. We're going to give you chances to win, but the only way you can enter is via the text. So download the Civic Media app today, and Jane, Greg, and I will give you chances to win for free ticket Friday, for Brewers tickets on Friday. Be listening then. All right, what's worse, coffee cake or Kringle? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Tony, watching on Facebook, says coffee cake is much worse. You never know what's in there, especially if there's nuts as ingredients. So Zomers will agree with you there, Tony.
Yeah, I'm going to say, on a Kringle, you can tell if there's nuts. Yeah. They're usually on top. Mm-hmm. Coffee cake, the texture is less evident. Right. So, you could die if you're allergic.
We don't want that. We don't want that. Dave, listening in New Berlin, says coffee cake is disgusting. Worse is the castor oil.
Or worse than castor oil,
worse,
I think he meant.
Oh, worse than castor oil. I was going to say, who's putting castor oil in their coffee cake? Brian, in all listening in beautiful Marinette, home of our own Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight every night from 6 until 8. Brian and Marinette, listening on the great station WGBW in Green Bay, says, if I'm forced to choose one, coffee cake loses. All right, very good. John, where we're going to be tomorrow, John over at Oshkosh, WISS. John says, Kringle is worse because I've never met one I don't like. So dang good, but bad for the waistline. Well,
you have a point.
Yeah. I am not going to lose weight on this trip. I know it. In fact, I hope I don't gain some, but I'm nervous about that. Brian, listening on WGBW in Green Bay as well, says pick and save coffee cake is mighty tasty. All right, never had that one. Mike, listening in Milwaukee right here in WAUK, says in this case, coffee cake is not as great, quote unquote. So he's not going to say either one is worse. He's just going to say which one is not as great. But then he quickly adds, but coffee cake is worse. Oh, I guess that's Brian. Brian, back saying from Green Bay Coffee Cake. Tyler, listening in Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR, a great station there in Rapids. Do you go forward faster when you go in reverse? How about you ask one that's better is what I find is worse? A roundabout. Talking about roundabouts. I don't know.
I think it's a poem. It's got rhymes.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. That's my bad, Tyler. But I'm sweating, by the way.
Me too.
The studio in Madison, I freeze my you-know-what off.
Tokus.
Yes. Down here, I'm sweating them off. Could we build a station like in, I don't know, Lake Mills?
Somewhere in the middle? Good idea.
Maybe in Pewaukee. We could have the J.J. Watt Studios in Pewaukee. I like that. That'd be a lot of fun. By the way, should we tell people this?
I don't know what you're referring to.
We're going to do a show with Joe Thomas, former Wisconsin Badger and Cleveland Brown. So looking forward to that. We're going to have more details later. That's coming up later on at the end of this month. All right, what's worse right now, coffee cake or Kringle? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Matt, listening back at the home station, WMDX in Middleton, says coffee cake is worse. as it is intended to be dry and needs coffee, so no thanks. Well, you got a point there, Matt. I guess coffee kind of cuts maybe the sweetness as well. I don't know. We'll come back, Zomers. I will tell you ours. Call in. Give us your opinion. What's worse, coffee cake or Kringle? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We are live on location in Racine at WRJN on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brewer bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Magical. Here we go. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location at WRJN, WAUK, a radio park, as they say down here in beautiful Racine, Wisconsin, home of the Kringle, specifically one of our great sponsors, O&H Kringle. We have some here in the studio. Zomers and I are sharing. Gave Mathers a slice as well. That Zomers, that is the Kringle song? There's a song about Kringle?
That's the Kringleville Polka as performed by the Polka King, Frankie Yankovic.
Wow. The Kringle Polka.
Kringleville Polka. Kringleville. Referring to, of course, Racine.
All right. Kringleville
or
Polka.
Or Racine.
I did not know that about Kringle Polka. We're asking you the question on today's segment of What's Worse, Coffee Cake or Kringle? Coffee cake or Kringle. I thought maybe nobody would choose either one, but people have some feelings, and that's good. Let's check the stream here. the stream yard, whatever. On YouTube, people watch on YouTube. We appreciate that. Jeff, watching in, says, the locals make their own coffee cake. You can't make Kringle at home, so Kringle is better. Yeah, I don't know. I've never tried making Kringle at home. I thought maybe you can't do it. I bet you if you had some Keebler elves, they could do it. Elves can make anything.
Not much they can't do.
No, absolutely not. Heather, our on-site unpaid media intern producer, better known as my sister, up in beautiful Eau Claire, watching on Facebook, says a dry, tasteless coffee cake is much worse. I've never had a bad Kringle. I'll go along with that. I've had some different Kringles in my life. Never really had them. I've had like this one today. You can tell it's fresh.
Oh, you got to get a fresh one.
Yeah, this is just right out of the oven, partner. So this is great. But yeah, some of you know, like if you're not blessed enough to live down here in Racine or Kenosha, they ship them all over the state. And so you might have a Kringles a couple of days, all not quite as tasty. This one today is fantastic. What's worse, coffee cake or Kringle? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Len, listing in Madison on WMDX, says coffee takes the cake and you don't have to chew it. So just coffee, yeah. By the way, I have a 5-pound bag of Wonder State coffee in the bus, ready to go, Zommers. Jane, Matt, Nair, Greg Bach, and I will be making coffee every morning on site. So stop by and see us wherever we got paper cups, or bring your own cup, whatever you want to do. The coffee pot will be on as we travel around the state this week.
I'm not going to lie. You know, I was helping you load stuff into your truck a little bit yesterday, and I picked up the bag that had your freshly ground coffee in there, and I was like, oh.
Smelled delicious, didn't
it? Does. It does.
That's really good. Dave in New Berlin says, on your way out of town today, how about 10 years ago, there was an O&H on the southwest corner of I-94, Wisconsin 20 in the truck stop. It might still be there. I think it is. You might want to get yourself a dozen. Well, I've got one. I got a lemon pound cake that I can't wait to have. I got the Kringle. I got a couple of donuts. So I think, and Jane Matinier is going to be taking some as well. So I think we're stocked up on coffee, cake, and baked goods from Racine for the week, Dave. But I appreciate that. What's worse, coffee, cake, or Kringle? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jeff on YouTube says it takes 3 days to complete a Kringle properly. It's still there.
Oh.
I guess it depends on how many people are eating your Kringle. If you're a
still
solo
there was
Kringle.
Referring to the O&H, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If Jane and Greg are listening, they're going to be like, is this okay? Is this guy okay to drive? Yes, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. Everything will be fine. All right, Zommers, what's worse, coffee cake or Kringle?
I mean, I do love me some coffee cake, but come on. It's definitely worse than Kringle because I feel like, aside from the taste, which is amazing of Kringle, obviously, and the texture and all of it, there's also the Wisconsin pride that makes it taste just that little bit better.
Yeah. I'll definitely go along with that. 855-752-4842. Quickly, let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, we're going to be trekking up there with Jane and Greg later on this week. Cannot wait.
Are you bringing me a Kringle?
Well, I'll try to save you a piece. I know that you're a little homebound, but if you can get out there to the lot,
Well, maybe I'll have to send somebody in after it.
Well, there you go. There you go. We'll get you some Kringle. All right, Ollie, what's worse, coffee cake or Kringle?
Coffee cake. It's a lot drier, and there's nothing like a good Kringle.
Right? Oh, absolutely. Well, stay in touch as we get closer. If we have to bake good, I mean, by Friday it might be a little stale, but, you know, we can see.
I bet you it'll be gone by Friday.
It might, to be honest.
I have a song for you to sing that we used to sing when we went traveling in the car.
Give it to me.
I know you're doing show tunes.
Yeah.
But one for a good laugh is Charlie Brown.
Can you sing us a bar or two?
Oh, Charlie Brown, he's a clown, that Charlie Brown. He's going to get caught, just you wait and see. Why's everybody always picking on me?
Oh, I know that one, yeah.
I love it. Nicely done, Ollie. Absolutely nicely done. All right, we'll see if Jane and Greg and I can sing that one on the road.
Okay,
thanks, Ollie.
I bet you one of you guys will know it.
All right, we'll see you up north. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. Sean, listening on WRCE, back in the old hometown, Richland Center, says, I 100% agree with Heather. Coffee cake is worse. Megan in Sun Prairie on MDX says coffee cake is worse. I like to point out that Kringle hasn't been replicated by Hostess yet, put coffee cakes in their lineup. I'm putting them in the lineup. Kringles are so good. And Brian in Green Bay on WGBW, Uncle Mike's Kringle in Green Bay is spectacular. I have to check that one out next time I'm there. Yeah, I'm going to agree pretty much with most all of you. My mom's coffee cake is great, but overall, coffee cake is worse. Kringle, especially here in Racine, much better. Little news, weather, sports, agricultural update, Midwest Farm Report, Pam Yonke, and then back with a look at immigration issues in America and Greg Box straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on location in Racine on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt Nair on air.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
What's rumor and what's fact, and which should you take action on in the marketplace? That seems to be what commodity markets are navigating these days. John Heinberg is a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing. He tells us that without knowing if the Trump administration will really enforce threatened tariffs, they've got to trade the rumor. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. And today, John focuses in on Mexico's buying habits when it comes to corn and which direction that buying could go in the next few weeks.
You know, largest corn buyer and is obviously Mexico. They've been very active this last year. They've got their own needs for grain down there due to their poor weather conditions over the last couple of growing seasons. And they've just been stepping up to the plate, buying U.S. corn hand over fist to meet those needs. So obviously any type of retaliatory tariff is what the market's more concerned about in that regard. So we'll have to see how that one plays out. You know, we've kind of gone through this here about a handful of months ago, and now we're around a tariff 2.0 or 3.0 or wherever number we're at this time frame.
John Heinberg joining us today. He offers some perspective amidst a mix of fact and rumor as the closing bell rings on a Tuesday. John is a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Stick around for a look at those closing numbers next.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
On the close Tuesday from Chicago, corn is the only thing that saw a lift. Cash corn closed up a penny and a quarter at 401 and a quarter. December new crop corn up a penny and three quarters at 419 and three quarters. Cash soybeans fell 6 cents, closing at 9.95 a bushel. November new crop beans down a nickel and a quarter at 10.01 and three quarters. And new crop wheat closed 3.5 cents lower at 5.38 a bushel. Fluid milk contracts are also trading lower. The August Class 3 milk contract is down 21 cents at 17.22 a hundredweight. The September contract down 18 cents at 17.99. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hot and humid today, with high temperatures spiking to 90 degrees and the humidity behind it making it really feel like the upper 90s. We'll become partly cloudy tonight and then showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. Some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are on the road and live from Oshkosh, the EAA Museum. Matinair on Air and the Todd Albus Show. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Show, we're spinning the hit at WRJN in Racine on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location, the first leg of our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour for July, along with our colleagues, our friends, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach, which will be getting in the bus with us after our show ends. Going to be in Eau Claire. Going to be in Oshkosh tomorrow at the EAA, both for Jane and Greg's show, Matinair on Air from 9 until 11, and then our show from 2 until 4. Zommers, what did you dial up there? I like that.
As recommended by Jeff on YouTube, that is Thunder and Lightning, the big hit from a Racine-born artist, Shy Coltrane.
Wow. I like that a lot. Thank you to John and Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
She made it big with that in, I think it was 72, including hitting the top of the charts in the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands? ABBA. Wasn't ABBA Netherlands as well? I'm not sure. Heather will know, because Kira and Heather are big ABBA
fans. I should know, but I don't.
I believe ABBA is Netherlands as well, but I'll stay. They could be Dutch. I always like doing business with the Dutch.
No, they're Swedish.
They're from IKEA. By the way, I thought about briefly. I forgot there's an IKEA down here. And I'm like, oh, IKEA. And I thought, do I need anything? And I thought, well, that's never stopped me before.
Don't do it.
But no, I'm like, no, I got to go get Kringle and I got to get to the station, do the show. But I partner stopped at IKEA.
I don't think there would have been a whole lot of time to go pick up furniture.
No, but I mean, it's not just furniture.
I know.
It's like pots and glasses and, you know, it's always something you could buy at IKEA. Terry Barr, our very own Terry Barr, watching in on YouTube, says, fun song, Jeff. Also, she loved Ollie singing as well. Jeff says, thanks. He hadn't heard that song in a while. Yeah, Terry. Ollie says, she says, Ollie rocks, and she does. She absolutely does. All right. By the way, Cam is now gone. I'm sorry, Cam. We were going to get to Cam and what's worse. I apologize.
We waited too long. I apologize, Cam.
Heather says, ABBA is from Stockholm, Sweden. Maybe they played Coob.
I don't know. It's possible.
We were up in Eau Claire for the National Coupe Championship this weekend as well. Fun. Absolutely fun. Mom watching back home on the old Facebook. She says, proof that Kringle is best. We ask, what's worse, coffee cake or Kringle? Now, here she should know. She helps out with the Lutheran Church, St. John's Church, after church coffee. Edie Siftestead, one of the great people of the church. She always helps out. And she is the real deal, Norwegian, I believe. But mom says, proof that Kringle is best, take coffee cake to church and a few pieces are left. I take Kringle and the entire tray is empty. Gone. So there. And it was like Family Feud yesterday. In a poll of 100 Lutherans, top five answers on the board. What is the best post-church snack? Survey says, Kringle. Nicely done, Zommers. He even brought the sound effects with his story scene.
Well, when I said I got the sounds I needed ready, those were some of them.
That was beautiful. Really, really nicely done. All right, more What's Worse from the Road tomorrow. Again, we're going to be with Jane and Greg. Going to talk to Greg here in a little bit about our trip starting, well, for us today and for them tomorrow. All right, I want to get to this.
a little bit of serious. I'm not sure if it's news, it's just ongoing news. But we hear, we watch, we read the headlines a lot. And I think what's missing sometimes is the human element. And when I came across this clip yesterday, I thought, well, that about wraps it up right there. I want to play this for you. It is a young man still in high school who is an American citizen, happens to be Latino. He got caught up in one of these ICE raids, got arrested, finally let go, and they had a press conference right after he got out. And this guy, really strong, holds it together, but he lays out exactly what's going on here, and we all need to hear this. I'm not sure the source, Somers, if you got it in front of you, we'll credit it on the back end there after we figure it out. But here's a young man from Massachusetts after being let go from ICE.
My name is Marcelo Gomez da Silva. I don't want to cry, but I want to say that place, it's not good. It's not good. Nobody should be in here. Like, most people down there are all workers. They all got caught going to work, and like these people have families, man. Like, they have kids to go home to, and there's like genuine criminals out there that people aren't giving attention to. They're getting good people that don't deserve to be here. I was one of the translators in there because I speak English, Portuguese, and Spanish, and they would come in there with their papers, and they would say, can you translate this for me, because I don't want to sign something and get deported. And a lot of those papers, I would have to look back at them and be like you're being deported, like they're taking you out of the country. And I would have to watch people cry, like people with kids, like 10-month-year-old babies. It'd be really hard. I haven't showered in 6 days. I haven't done anything. The only thing I could do is thank God every day, because that's all I would do. I would pray there. I would talk about the Bible to them. Sometimes our lunch and dinner would be crackers. And I would share with the people there, because they're like all 35-year-old men who have kids, and obviously, you know, like they eat more than me, so I gave them food, I shared with them, I gave them whatever they needed, I told them about the Bible. For me to say the Pledge of Allegiance at my school every single day and not have a Bible in a federal agency place, it's horrible. It doesn't make sense to me, because, like, to me, I always choose God first, and that's all I did there, I would pray. It's not a good place.
Marcelo Gomez da Silva of Milford High School. He's a junior in Massachusetts, an American citizen who was arrested on his way to volleyball practice by ICE last weekend. And he happens to have brown skin. But there's a young guy who spoke more eloquently and poignantly about this topic than a lot of people I've seen who are elected officials and radio talk show hosts. Because he lived it. Saying, you know, I say the Pledge of Allegiance every day at school. All I wanted was a Bible at this internment detention facility. They wouldn't give it to me. And here's the thing I want you to think about. Because a lot of, and I love this phrase, by the way, Rick Smith and Rick Smith Show, I was listening to him the other night. You could hear it every evening on Civic Media. Rick Smith calls them my red hat friends. The red hat friends, they have wrapped up God and the Christian faith in Trumpism. And they say this is being done in the name of Christianity. And this guy, this young guy, this high school kid, we just played the cut of, Marcelo Gomez da Silva, he actually shows you what Christianity is about. As a person of faith myself, it's not about pounding the Bible or pounding people over the head at your faith. It's not about condemning others. It's not about anger and meanness and sowing fear. It's about compassion and emulating Christ. I'll go back to one of my favorite verses of the Bible, where at the Last Supper, the disciples were asking Christ, you're going away, so like, how are people going to know we're your disciples? And Christ said, according to the Bible, they will know you're my disciples because you love one another. They will know you're my disciples because you love one another. And if you listen to theologians and pastors that really study this, they'll tell you that what Christ, if you translate that, not just each other, not just the disciples, but it means that you will love all humans. You will love the human race, that your neighbors, your family, your friends. And Marcelo Gomez da Silva, Massachusetts, a high school kid, just put that into great context. He's just an American kid going to volleyball practice, and he gets wrapped up in this. And because he speaks three languages, by the way, Spanish, Portuguese, and English, and obviously very well. And he gets in this ICE detainment camp, and people who don't speak English are asking, for 6 days, he's getting crackers and water, and he's giving these other men his own food, crackers. And he's translating and saying, don't sign this because you're signing your own deportation warrant. And these are just people that have kids at home, and they don't know what to do because they don't understand this. They aren't being provided translators. And here's a high school kid being a counselor, being a translator, being an exemplifying Christian. And all he asked for was, hey, can I have a Bible to give me some hope in here? And they wouldn't do it. So if you're one of the red hat friends, as Rick Smith says, I just ask you to take what you believe and put it up against what's happening in America today. Take what you profess and put it up against what's happening today and the real first-person experience of a Christian Latino teenager, Marcelo Gomez da Silva. And ask yourself, is this what I believe? Is this what I profess? And if you're being honest with yourself, you'll come to your own conclusion. You don't need me or anybody else to tell you. And that's the thing, right? As someone who spent 30 years in the Republican Party and left in 2011, I didn't leave because people were making fun of me. I didn't leave because people were making fun of the people I voted for. I didn't leave because people were yelling at me, condemning me. I left because I took what I knew to be true in my own heart and soul, and I put it up against with what my own eyes were seeing and my own ears were hearing. And I said, yeah, I can't do this anymore. As we say back home, don't add up. So that's why I thought this was so good. Because it's not a radio talk show host or anybody else telling you what to believe. It was the real life first person experience of a teenager. And did you see what he didn't go up to them. And by the way, this is taken from Instagram. It's at they call it a press gaggle. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different TV stations in the Burlington, Massachusetts area that showed up to this.
Ours is from WCVB5 in Boston.
Thank you, Zombers. I appreciate the accreditation. He didn't go out there and say, yeah, you know, these people are terrible. Trump is terrible. MAGA people are terrible. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. How dare you? He didn't say any of that. He's just like, man, what are these people doing? Like, these are real people, kids, and don't have food, aren't being given the chance to even read a Bible. And there are people there that are just like me. They're citizens. Like let's just pause and reflect and be human towards one another. Great job by this young man, Marcelo Gomez da Silva of Milford High School. Come on back. Greg Bach is going to be here. Going to kick off. The bus is getting cooled down. We're going to get on the road in just a minute on the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds, because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC, CBS, and James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A little weather with Brittany Merlot. Looks like perhaps in some part of the state could get some thunder boomers. And, of course, just my luck, it looks like the Fox Valley, a little bit, about an hour or two from now, as Todd's driving this great big bus, may come through. But Brittany will update us on that. The great sports reporter Mike Clemens with an update. I got my Brewers shirt on, a Greg Bach replica here. And the Brewers are on their on the All-Star break. But the Miz, of course, and Freddie Peralta. And who else was it, Greg?
Trevor McGill.
Thank you, Trevor McGill. Those are three guys. I hear the Miz is going to pitch in the seventh inning. That's what he's scheduled.
Controversially, too.
Yes, controversial. Gonna get to that in a minute. So you got Clemens with sports, and then right here in this very studio, not just the home of Jane and Greg and Matt and Aaron Air, but also the wonderful, intelligent Maggie Dawn of the award-winning Maggie Dawn program from 4 until 6, followed by the wonderful program Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. And by the way, you need to drink something when you say it. Hang on. Schwabba. That's the proper way to say it, Pete Schwabba's name. Joining us in his home studio He's welcomed us into his radio living room, the co-host of Matt and Air on Air, the wonderful, the talented Gregory Bach. Greg, how are you?
I'm well. It's wonderful to see you, Todd.
It's great to see you.
As I've said before, you're great, and it's always great to have you around. And this is when Todd just can take a compliment.
Settle down. We got 4 days to hit the road together.
It's hours of compliment. Hey, Todd, you're wonderful.
No. Now, Jane is getting ready her team. Mm-hmm. She has a team of people that we're going to pick her up at her house.
Yeah, we're going to grab her at the house.
That'd be great.
Yep, we're going to pick her up at the house, and then we're going to make our way to Oshkosh.
Is her husband going to come out and send this off? Because he's from the UK, and I just love – he could say anything, and I would love it.
Bon voyage. Bon voyage. Have a good trip.
That's exactly
what I
want.
Enjoy some tea. I apologize to her husband for – but it was my best Churchill.
That's pretty
bon voyage.
Are we gonna, as we pull away, it'll be it'll be great.
You should have a good trip.
Oh, look at, now, for those watching on the stream, Zomers is behind Greg. He looks like he's in a jail cell, and he put up a sign that says "Send help." Well done, Zomers. Well done.
That's always good to see you,
I don't
you
actually
too.
Need help. I just thought it would be funny.
Parker Olson from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow watching says, are you okay back there, Zomers? Is Kelvin fighting you for his board back? No. Everybody's been very – Kelvin, you got the GM down here, Chris Morrow. Everybody's been fantastic, and we can't thank him enough. Thank you, Greg.
I just imagine you walking in and being like, get out of our studio.
Right?
No, it's wonderful to have the both of you here. When I knew you were going to be here, and I just assumed – that Aaron would be in Madison, and when I heard that he was coming, I'm like, this is great. Yeah. I love it. It's wonderful.
It's always good to see people you don't often get to see.
Right.
Agreed.
Synergy. Agreed. Speaking of that, we don't get to hang out with Jane and Greg in person as much as we'd like. We're going to pick up Jane. We're headed up in the 1967 Bluebird bus. And by the way, Zomers, let's go back. Somebody made a comment about the bus earlier. Tony says, don't knock those 1967 Bluebird buses. At least they started in the winter. The Ward buses and the Wayne buses did not. And the Bluebirds were sealed tighter, too. I was glad to ride in the Bluebirds capacity 66.
Wow, that was
a bus driver.
That's a bus aficionado right there.
It.
My goodness. Well, okay, we will respect the Bluebird.
You know what? Yeah, I'm joking, right? It's not a Bluebird.
Yeah.
But this is real.
Yeah.
Luke Mathers and I went to, he had to come from Madison because they took away my card, the company card, and then his company card got declined. So this is all on Luke's personal card, by the way.
Oh.
That's real. The Ford vans that got a big recall.
Yeah.
So they were all, the guy says they're all over one side. So a big shout out to the Enterprise truck people at Wauwatosa because there is one left.
Yeah.
It's a Mercedes.
I know.
So Jane, Matt, and Air, I'm driving you around in a Mercedes all week.
Me too. I can't wait. I saw it and I almost ran back in going, a Mercedes. I feel so fancy.
I know. Yeah. So it's going to be great. Tomorrow, we're going to be at the EAA Museum in Oshkosh.
Yes. I have actually never been there. I'm looking forward to going. I've passed it 1,000 times going to Oshkosh, but I've never been to the actual space. And I'm looking forward to it because it's just a very exciting time for it's a really cool event that happens all week next week.
Yeah, and it draws people not just to the state, the nation, internationally, the busiest airport in the world for a week.
Yes, indeed. And so, we're doing that, and we're going to be talking to some people from the EAA. That will be really fun. And then we're going to be making our way up to Butternut next.
Butternut.
We'll be in Butternut on Thursday, and we'll be at the Fanatical Fish Gallery, which is a little art gallery that's... it's going to be a lot of good. They're really excited to have us.
I heard that Jane and I are going to be involved in a pottery throwdown and that you are going to be painting in acrylics.
Yes. I will be be expressing myself in my most artistic way, and that is how I do it, in acrylics.
I love it.
Yes.
I love every part of it. And then Friday, we're ending the week in Hayward at The Lot.
The Lot.
Not big lots.
The Lot, which is a cool space across the street from the radio station. And we're going to be outdoors. And please come by. And also, text us through the Civic Media app and let us know where to go to as far as food, coffee, desserts, cool museums if they're around. And I hear there's a giant pine cone, so that's going to be fun. Yeah. But it's going to be a really fun time.
I got you. I've been up there for the Berkey now a couple of years in Hayward. I got the spot downtown for pizza. Ooh. Really good at a mean old brandy old fashioned sweet.
Oh boy!
So okay. Yeah, I, this is going to be so great because you guys do such a great job 9 to 11 every morning, and then going to have you along for our show in the afternoon 2 to 4. And it's really, this is my favorite part about this job, or one of them, is to travel around, listen to folks all across the state, and again, we, you know, both our shows talk about politics. It's kind of what we have to do.
Yeah.
But when you're able to lift up all the goodness in Wisconsin, you find out, you know what? There's a lot that unites us.
Absolutely agreed. And that's, yep. We talk about that news, but we also talk about the good, positive things in the world, too, because you have to. We must.
All right. Pack up your bags, Greg. We're going to, Jane, get ready. We're going to stop by the house. And then it's on the road with Jane, Greg, and Todd the next 3 days. Join Jane and Greg, 9 until 11, us 2 to 4. Until tomorrow from Oshkosh, this is Todd. Say whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Thanks to everybody here in Racine. Maggie Dawn is next. See you tomorrow.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Republicans are tweaking sweeping spending cuts approved in that massive budget bill.
The measure would claw back billions in funding Congress has already approved for foreign aid and public broadcasting. It narrowly passed the House last month, and to get it through the Senate, where it's not subject to a filibuster, GOP leaders have agreed to take out a $400 million proposed reduction for global AIDS relief. The bill would still include more than $1 billion in cuts to public radio and TV, and the revised version would have to go back to the House. The bill has to land on the president's desk by Friday, or the law says all the money must be spent.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. In Los Angeles, police are investigating a double homicide. The victims include a music producer on the series American Idol and her husband. LAPD was responding to a welfare check and found them in separate locations inside their Encino home. Stocks ending mixed today over a mixed bag of economic data. This is ABC News.